Three Democratic members of the House Judiciary Committee are calling for the Judiciary Committee and Congress to immediately hold impeachment hearings for Vice President Dick Cheney. South Florida's Robert Wexler has been joined by Illinois' Luis Gutierrez and Wisconsin's Tammy Baldwin in writing an op-ed piece called A Case for Hearings. But as Congressman Wexler said on a conference call set up for liberal bloggers today, no newspaper wants to touch it.
We circulated the editorial to several of the national newspapers, including the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Miami Herald, and each of them turned us down flat. The truth is the mainstream media has no interest in this issue, no matter that the vast majority of Americans correctly believe that Dick Cheney has abused the power of his office.
Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich has sponsored a motion on impeaching Cheney that was voted on in the House last month. That resolution called for bringing the issue to the Judiciary Committee and received plenty of support. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has consistently said that impeachment is not on the table of either Cheney or Bush. Congressman Wexler laid out the questions that he says Congress should be able to determine about the vice president.
Did Vice President Dick Cheney manipulate intelligence bringing us into war? Did he knowingly order the illegal use of torture? Did Cheney expose a covert agent for political purposes? And did the vice president obstruct federal investigations? These charges are too serious to ignore. We cannot allow the unlawful actions of both President Bush and Vice President Cheney to become precedent for future administrations.
To inspire people to get behind the effort, Wexler announced the creation of a new website, WexlerWantsHearings.com. He said that if at least 50,000 or more people visit the site, he'll tell his colleagues in Congress about that level of support.
I want to be able to stand up at the Democratic caucus. I want to be able to walk around on the floor of the House as we're voting and walk up to my Democratic colleagues and say, hey, 55,000 people sign this petition, sign this call for action on impeachment hearings. Don't you believe, I want to say to my colleagues, don't you believe that it's a fringe marginal group of people? This is mainstream Democrats. It's mainstream Americans.
When the Republican-led Congress chose to push forward with the impeachment of Bill Clinton in 1998, they did so even though the president enjoyed approval ratings in the 60s. The public never was behind the effort to remove the president, and many objective political analysts say that the Republicans ultimately went too far. Clinton was acquitted in the Senate and continued his presidency. But President Bush's approval ratings have been in the high 20s or low 30s for over 2 years now, and Vice President Cheney's ratings are much lower than that. That's why South Florida Congressman Robert Wexler says that the reluctance of Speaker Pelosi to pursue impeachment now is a reflection of what happened to that Congress. But Wexler says that's the wrong lesson to take away from that experience.
People are afraid that, you know, we would simply just be putting the shoe on the other foot and do the same thing that the Republicans did to Bill Clinton. No, just the opposite. What I think we would be doing is giving credibility back to the very precise process that the founders of the Constitution wrote into the Constitution to avoid these kinds of abuses of power in the first place.